The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The survival of bees has long been a major preoccupation. Without bees and other pollinators, we cannot grow the majority of crops we depend upon for food. Now, new research shows that the honeybee lifespan could be half of what it was 50 years ago. What is causing this decline? Well, with me now is Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. But before we talk about bees, we want to talk about rowdy octopuses.
I know.
What's going on?
I'm very fond of octopuses, Pat, as you know. And, you know, you'd think this is an animal we know well and we know what they're up to. But new research is revealing a behaviour we haven't seen before. So we know they like to be on their own. They're quite solitary. And there's places in Australia called Jervis Bay where they have quite a lot of octopuses. So researchers decided to go down and study what happens when they have to interact a little bit more. And they found something unusual, which is they seem to enjoy throwing things at each other. So they filmed these octopuses and they were able to see that they picked up silt, they picked up seaweed, stones and shells, and they seemed to actively be flinging them at each other. And of course, the researchers wondered, well, look, are they just eating and throwing away shells after they might do, like we might do with the nut of the shell of a peanut? Or, you know, are they actually trying to attack each other? And it does seem like there is an intent in the behaviour.
Yeah. Now, over 100 throws were recorded. So in what circumstances?
Yeah, so less than half of the time they seem to be either cleaning out their den or just throwing away a shell after food. But more than half the time they seem to be using a particular combination of tentacles to fling. There seemed to be a particular force behind the fling. And of course, they were also going red and dark coloured, which we know octopuses do when they're stressed or angry. Most of those doing the throwing, I hate to say, were the female octopuses, 2/3 of them. Sometimes, to be fair, when they'd had some unwanted advances from a male. So it might have been just an extra fling to say, I told you no and don't come back.
And is there ever return fire from the victim?
There doesn't seem to be, although they do duck. They do try to get out of the way sometimes. But again, it just shows you there's these fascinating behaviours going on under the sea and we're still learning about them.
Yeah. I remember we talked before about octopus farming and how stressed they get
and
forced to be in close-up situations. They are solitary animals and they like to keep it that way.
Absolutely.
Now, more worrying, I suppose, the bees and the shortening lifespan.
Yeah, so this is work that's been done by actually beekeepers and researchers in the States. And it's always great to see those communities working together. But beekeepers in Pennsylvania in the last kind of decade or so have noticed huge losses of their colonies. And one thing that they thought was maybe the bees just aren't living as long. So they did a laboratory study mimicking one that had been done in the 1970s. And they found that the bees were actually only living in the lab in the same type of controlled conditions for about half the time. So only about 18 days instead of 34 in the previous lab study. So clearly this is of concern. I mean, we've talked about bees a lot in this lot. They're critical pollinators for our food. And we know they have an awful lot of stressors on them at the moment, whether that's reduced habitat or pesticides. So this is kind of a...
So 18 days. Now, we don't know in the wild what that would be. And not all bees are in hives. A lot of them are nesting in the grass and so on. But it doesn't give them many days to do their pollinating. 18 days now, it used to be 34. That's not a long time either.
No, it's not. And I mean, obviously, you're right. There's loads of different species of bees. And this is one group of bees that have been looked at. And they didn't exactly replicate the laboratory conditions from the 70s. So I think those caveats have to sit around the study. But I think what's interesting is, why is this happening? Because they don't think it's just about pesticides, because there were some controls in the experiment to rule that out. So the concern is perhaps this is increasing prevalence of genetic mutations that are giving diseases like crooked wing disease, which is becoming more common in bees. But the other thing that some researchers have hypothesized is that maybe there's actually a selective pressure just to live a shorter life, because if resources are constrained and if you're an adult bee and you've already had offspring, you know, you may then be competing in a closed system for the same resources that they're competing for. And clearly your genes are more likely to be passed on if your children are more successful at reproducing.
Now, another study about something that's putting off bees from actually visiting flowers.
Yeah, this is about a plant's electrical field. So that is part, as well as colour, there is actually electrical charges in flowers, and that's the way bees sense them. But another study is also showing that pesticides are disrupting that charge and maybe making it more difficult for bees to find where they need to go. So when you combine all of these together, it's pretty tough being a bee at the moment.
And the information from the UK, it would be probably different here, although we have gone on the way of ranch farming and huge disruption of hedgerows and so on. But in the UK, habitat for bees has disappeared at an alarming rate.
Yeah, almost completely. We think now 97%. I mean, it's really stark, isn't it? 97% of their meadows are gone.
So the wildflower meadows,
yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, and again, we might have touched on it before, a lot of the sort of artificial wildflowers that we grow, wildflower meadows, not artificial, but you know, they're not the native species that we actually had here, so we're trying to replicate something with difficulty.
What can we do ourselves to encourage bees?
So look, if you have any outdoor space, bee-friendly plants, they're really easy to find in your local garden centre, and you can have them on a window box or in a garden, whatever space you have. Avoid things like pesticides in your garden. Trees are a great thing for bees. If you have the space for trees, they're great for the environment in lots of ways. But bees, they're a food source, but they're also a habitat. And water in the summer, I know it seems far away now, but a little shallow pool of water with some stones in it that the bees can land on and can actually drink from. It could be in your bird bath.
You often wonder about insects. Do they need to have water? I mean, a spider, they'll often come up the plug hole, but were they down there for a drink or do they need to drink? I don't know.
Well, they do need water and they're really appreciative of the bees. You'll actually, if you put this out in your garden on a Sunday, you might even be lucky and see bees drinking. I've certainly seen them in my garden.
Okay, so pebbles, they can land.
They can land, exactly.
Safely.
They can land safely and they can reach the water. Obviously, if it's a big deep pool, it might be dangerous for them. They might get wet and not be able to fly away. But we should look after them.
All right. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you very much.